Ian Scholz, I'm probably one of the few people in America who is not that worried about ISIS, or IS-IS, as the comedian Jeff Jefferies calls it. I guess they could reach out their hot bony fingers and snuff me, but I could also get hit by a car, struck by lightning, beaten to death by Trump heads, chided into oblivion by social justice warriors. Get in line, I say. Take a number. I just read in the Washington Post that IS-IS is, quote, quietly preparing its followers for the eventual collapse of the caliphate it proclaimed with great fanfare 2 years ago, unquote. Caliphate. Man, ISIS followers and we here in the fearful secular West swallowed that line of BS, hook, line, and sinker. Like Prester John's fabled kingdom, the minarets would rise above the desert floor and then spread out. I never quite believed it. First of all they have is fierce fighting abilities. Their political skills are pretty much zero. When they take over a town, they behead the professors and demolish the statues. That gets old after a while, so I would imagine. Their social media skills are much admired. They post slick videos of suicide bombers, so I'm told. I suppose that appeals to a certain kind of person, and obviously does. People have gone to Syria and joined up. We call this, in our fearful secular Western way, being radicalized. Like if you even catch a glimpse of one of these guys on YouTube, you'll either drop everything and enlist, or pick up a semi-automatic weapon and go shoot up the workplace, or disco, or whatever. But use your heads, secular people of the West. How many suicidal military Muslim extremists who yearn to die for caliphate types are there, really? Surely we are reaching the bottom of that barrel, and we're awfully quick to give credit to ISIS when they might not have had anything to do with it. The shooter in Orlando, for instance, he said he was acting for ISIS in a phone call before he died. Was he? The guy in Nice who ran over people with a truck. ISIS said, oh yeah, he was with us. They're going to take credit for hurricanes and tornadoes next, the way Christian fundies blame gay people for earthquakes. The truth is, near as I can tell, ISIS is just a bunch of dusty skinny guys with guns and used pickups driving around in the desert and shooting anything in the way. What with the recent drought and climate change, the area is getting more unlivable by the day. One of the problems fighting them is that nobody really wants to go in there until the weather lets up a little. Let them have the little dusty corner. Fighting them means making alliances and or enemies with or of Syria, Iran, Turkey, Iraq, Russia, Israel, Pakistan, everybody in the region, really. Give it all to the Kurds, I say, and go away. Also, I can't shake the feeling that this is just a trend, a fad. Now, sure, there are ancient antagonisms between Christendom and Islam, but really, how Christian is our dumb these days, and how Islamic is, really? Could be just a hobby, a youthful folly. We are easily distracted anymore. Blowing up stuff is fun, but building a caliphate is hard work. You need mayors and sewers and running water and a food source. But when you run out of apostates to decapitate, you start to turn on yourself. This could all be just a big weird meme, an historical moment, like disgruntled postal employees. Remember them? They were shooting everything up 20 years ago. Satanic daycares, remember them? Alien abductions, the communist threat. These horrible things, they come and go. I gotta go.